Nikiski Republican Mike Chenault will serve his fourth term as House Speaker in the Alaska State Legislature. That will make him the longest-serving speaker in legislative history. At a press conference today, Chenault stressed that advancing the development of a gas line is a major goal for the Republican majority in the House. He also said he would be willing to work with unaffiliated candidate Bill Walker should Walker's lead in the governor's race hold.
No one wants to be adversarial to start with. I think that what we will do is we will wait until it's determined who our next governor is going to be. Then we will have those conversations about what direction the state should go.
Chenault and Walker have in the past disagreed on where a gas line should end, what stake the state should have in it, and if the state should pursue the development of a smaller diameter bullet line as a backup plan should a deal to build a bigger line fall apart. Chenault also said the state of the budget will be driving a lot of the legislature's work this spring. With the price of oil down substantially, a major revenue shortfall is expected. Chenault said a draw from savings is likely, and the majority may have to win over some support from the small Democratic minority to get the votes necessary to tap the constitutional budget reserve.
If that happens to be the case, and we end up in a position because of the price of a barrel of oil or because of the revenue stream, and we've got to go to CBR, then we'll negotiate with the minority on what it's going to take to be able to fund the Alaska's budget.
The Democratic minorities in the House and Senate have also selected their leaders. Anchorage Democrat Berta Gartner will lead the Senate majority.
We are happy to work with anybody on any issue, whether they're in our caucus or not in our caucus.
Democrat Berta Gartner will lead the Senate minority. Anchorage Democrat Chris Tuck will again lead the House Minority Caucus.